Good afternoon. Well, on Thursday, the Aussie market fell for the 10th time in 11 trading sessions. It continues to be a difficult month of September for markets. In fact, so far this month, the market has fallen back by almost 3%. So today's shares are down in the order of 0.75%, down 47 points for the ASX 200 to 6,128. Mining stocks actually did quite well. This was partly off the back of a firmer commodity prices, a weakness in the US dollar in overnight trade as well. So all of the big names were up, including Fortescue Metals and BHP. Not doing enough, though, to make up for the fact that about 70% of companies on the local market did lose ground today. As was the case yesterday, we had the financials generally the main weight. We had companies like the big four banks and insurers like QBE falling back by between 1% and around 2%. Also, a number of stocks ex-dividend today. Woolies included, which was a bit of a weight. It dropped back by about 3%. And healthcare stock, CSL, the third largest company on the Aussie market at the moment, it also went ex-dividend on Tuesday and its shares fell back by about 2.5% today. Myer was a very strong improver. It rose 37%. Now, yesterday, the company released some sluggish profit results, which fell short of what analysts were expecting. Its shares fell back quite heavily on that news. Keep in mind that a number of brokers have upgraded their price expectations for the stock today, but also Myer is quite a heavily short-sold stock, so perhaps that had a bit to play here as well. Capilano Honey, well, its major shareholders have given their support to a near $200 million takeover of the company by a private equity firm that's focused on China. So its shares were down today, but it's done very well since the start of this year. On the economic front, we had an update on jobs growth, much better than expected. 44,000 jobs added in the month of August, or at least employment rose by that amount. So that was about 25,000 above what the market was expecting, both a lift in full-time and part-time employment. The unemployment rate also at 5.3% is the lowest it's been in almost 6 years. And what makes that even more impressive is the fact that there are actually more people out there looking for work as well. So the bottom line is that most of the jobs growth came from New South Wales and Queensland, but we could continue to see some solid growth in the months ahead as the number of jobs being advertised has improved. Now tonight, we do get the Bank of England and the European Central Bank holding their meetings. That could influence both the sterling and also the euro. And the Aussie dollar is stronger today at 71.8 US.